Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You take two or three against Detroit. It should. First of all, go back to Carlos Rodon real quick. Yeah. He's going to be a Cub. And I think White Sox fans have to get used to the feeling of seeing Carlos Rodon after the White Sox failed to even give him a qualifying offer. So they throw out the compensatory draft pick. He's going to be a Cub. They're going to give him whatever he wants. And he will be back in Chicago, but in a Cub uniform. Take two or three from Detroit. He should have taken three. I won't say that Liam Hendricks pissed it away on Friday, but I mean, he's throwing good pitches. He looked good. The fastball was there. The break was there in the slider. He didn't give that kid in the 10th a cookie. That wasn't a cookie. It was a good fastball, and he had just missed completely on the previous two. I'm not going to blame Liam Hendricks for Friday. I'm going to blame the bats. And in a world where you've got how many games left?
It's like 145. So 55, you got 17 games left.
So 17 games left. In a world at that point where you were back three games, you can't afford to get walked off by the Detroit Tigers. You just can't. You have to sweep that series. And thank God, Shane,
you got to go back to the top of the 10th, right? Where with a man on second,
a professional
baseball team with professional hitters like the White Sox, you got to bring that guy in. You can't strike out three guys in a row.
And then
blame Liam Hendricks, or not blame him, but try to put any blame whatsoever.
No.
Josh Harrison, Elvis Andrus, Yoan Moncada, all struck out, two swinging, one looking. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that, and it's like you gotta highlight that. And then you didn't even put up no fucking runs to the latter half of the game. So it's like, you know, I don't, to the eighth inning. So it's like, no, you gotta put the pressure back on these players in this offense. They came through for the White Sox over the last couple of weeks, putting up fucking crazy runs, right? So it's like that has to be consistent. You got to understand that you got to put up runs. The bats got to be what does the job for you right there. So, yeah, we can't put it on Liam Hendricks. And you got to sweep a team like the fucking Tigers who don't care. The only person that cares is Javi Baez. And he's damn near single-handedly almost beating you. So, it's like, it sucks in those situations, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. You have to win. And thank the Lord you won the one-off in Cleveland, because – if you would have lost that, then there's no chance at winning the season series against Cleveland. And as we know, or folks don't know, there's no game 163 this year. The tiebreaker, if you are tied atop your division, is the season record against that team. Yep. And the White Sox have to sweep Cleveland in these three games, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, if they want to win the season series against Cleveland. So if you end that division in a tie, then you are the division champs. Gabe.
Do you have faith here? Because we can put ourselves, we can just take ourselves out of misery right now. Do you have faith that the White Sox, let's skip past the Cleveland Guardians, right? Let's assume they sweep them and now we're a half game out. But then you got to go fake six games against the Twins. Do you think that the White Sox are going to be able to have the same fate as the Guardians versus the Twins? No. Like, that's not, they're not going to fucking dominate them the way that the Guardians did. And that's the problem. That's why I'm not even like sucking myself into this narrative that the White Sox somehow can come back. They're going to miss it. They're going to miss it by 2 games. They're going to be 2 games out, and you're going to be fucking scouring the schedule from the season to try to figure out where those 2 games, 3 games you could have made up against some shitty teams that you lost to earlier.
I can tell you where you could have made it up. You could have fucking fired Tony La Russa in May.
Facts.
That's where you could have made it up.
Facts.
This is what's going to happen. And I've been thinking about this for a few weeks now. The White Sox are going to put themselves in a position to have to sweep the San Diego Padres in San Diego. That's what's going to happen. They're going to have to win both games in San Diego, and they're not going to be able to do that.
No.
That's my fear, that they're going to back themselves so far into a corner that the saving grace will be having to sweep a very, very good San Diego Padres team. And I guess you could hope, where are they at? Where's San Diego at in the standings? Pulling that up right now. Hold on.
I got you. And then let's not forget, too, as San Diego's sitting 81-66, and they are just they're in the second wild card spot right now, but Milwaukee's 2 games out.
Yeah, so let's hope that Milwaukee falls off and loses a few games in a row, and by the time that San Diego, because obviously it's impossible to make up the division there, and they can't make up the first wild card spot either, right, to get home field advantage.
We need the Phillies to lose a little bit. Well, really, we need to have happen.
Yeah, the Phillies and Milwaukee, and then hope that the Padres are sitting everybody when the White Sox are there in San Diego. Like, hope.
But Shane, Cleveland's last 5 games are against the fucking Royals, bro.
I know.
Like, come on. Let's not try to do a podcast where we're sending out false hope to the Chicago White Sox faithful. It's not going to happen. 3.5 back. You played 3 against them. And they finished the season with 5 against the Royals. Like, they're going to go 4-1 against them. Like, Gabe, you're not going to be able to make up ground there.
You're going to tell me not to give hope? I put a fucking tattoo on my arm, man. I'm the definition of hope right now.
Listen, I'm really good at forging things, so I could turn that 2 into a 3 at the end of that year. And then we could
at this point, Gabe, you're probably going to have to turn the first 2 into a 3. They're not going to win the fucking division until 2032 at this point, dude.
Oh, that's brutal. That's brutal.
No, I'm not gonna get rid of it.
Don't get rid of it.
Gabe, I had an incredible weekend, right? I cannot stress enough the importance of every once in a while just shutting yourself down, powering that phone off.
Give me the best part of it. I mean, obviously that's the no phone is cool, but give me something that actually happened there that you thought was fucking awesome.
I forget how many stars are actually in our sky.
It's scary. How many?
Oh my God.
It's scary.
It's the stars when you're in a spot that's not polluted by external light are incredible. And I know I sound like a fucking noob, but I mean, I've lived in the city for the last 12 years of my life. And even before then, I lived in Schaumburg, where there's still light pollution from the city. Yeah. I've never, outside of when I go camping, I'm surprised every single time how many fucking stars are in the sky.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It is. For me, I know this is weird, but I don't like looking at stars because of just like, it's too crazy for me.
Does it make you feel too small?
Yeah, like to wrap my mind around it. Like, it's really cool when I'm in my bubble, American bubble, and I just fucking in the daily grind of life and I don't think about shit like that. And then you go to some open space and you look up and you're like, whoa, that's fucking creepy up there. Like, those stars and galaxies. Oh shit, I blocked that part of my life out. Now I gotta like reprogram my brain to be like, you ain't shit. This world is too big. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's those kinds of things. But you're right, dude. I mean, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. You're a stargazer. I like that. All right.
Yeah, that was nice. I don't know.
What did you guys do for food?
Air, huh?
What did you guys do for food?
We just did like sausages and shit like that, that we could. It was just 2 nights so that we could, you know, keep that cool enough.
You guys boozing too or not?
A little bit. Brought one bottle of bourbon. Had a little bit of bourbon. Yeah.
Keep the party going type of thing.
Yeah. It was just, you didn't want to do too much of it. Just really wanted to have that release from – the fucking daily bullshit of having to be on Twitter all the time and keeping up with these stupid fucking listeners that think that they are entitled to every aspect of your personal life. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that a lot yesterday on the drive back, that we let them in, right? We let the listener in, and you love the majority of them. And yeah, part of this job is being on all the time. And part of the job is letting people know who you are. But some take it just a little too far, where they act entitled to everything you're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting medium that we work in, because
call the listeners fucking idiots like I did, Gabe. Call listeners.
You know, I won't do that, but it's true, right? I mean, the premise of our medium is to share our lives and to engage with the audience and have them feel like they know you. But at the same time, you know, I think the good thing that I think what you and I do well is the level of sincerity is there, where it's like, don't make me smack the fuck out of you.
Exactly.
Like, you know who I am. Yeah. You know me. Come, like, you don't say that shit to my face. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I think that, you know, there's some people, some personalities that are like full of themselves, big headed, and they don't give a fuck and like that kind of shit. And people will talk to them any kind of way. And then there's like more regular, real guys on the radio where people kind of like are really cool with them. And I think that you and I are both cut from that cloth. But regardless, there's still that idiot or two that's out there that fucking operates in that way, you know?
Yeah.
Like our Bears predictions. You and I both had the Bears winning on Sunday. But it's like, what the fuck you want me to do? Say that the Packers are going to win? I'm not saying that shit. Fucking, you got the wrong guy, right? So somebody like tried to call me like, oh, your fandom or something. Don't you feel stupid now? No, I don't actually. I don't feel stupid at all.
Why would I ever predict my team to lose?
Like, fucking stupid. Like, you're the idiot that doesn't understand how this works.
Yeah.
Like you don't get this, do you? Okay, no. Awesome. So I hear you though, but I'm sure it was great to connect. I'm glad you got those couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of camping. I do enjoy camping. I think, you know, it's a cool way to just experience life in a little bit of different way without, you know, so much technology and things like that. So I'm really glad you got to do that. But I'm sad that you have to come back to this 3-game set against the Cleveland Guardians. What's your predictions, man? Let's get up.
Yeah, and then I've got to go work with Speaks and Danny in a few hours.
Oh, and you know Danny's going to be like, I predicted the score correctly for the Packers. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dude. Do me a favor, Tyler. Don't put that as the video promo, because then they're just going to be all butthurt that I talk shit
edit
about
that out. Edit that out the thing. I'll say that again.
You don't have to edit it out, because they don't listen. Because Danny and Speaks don't support the things that I do. So you don't have to edit it out, but definitely don't put it in the promo video.